USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking a victory lap after his acquittal in the Senate impeachment trial.
Now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
The president, speaking at the White House, says impeachment was part of an evil witch hunt that began the day he started running for president.
We had the witch hunt. It started from the day we came down the elevator.
The chairman of the Democratic National Committee is demanding that a re-canvass of the Iowa caucuses take place. Tom Perez issued the call today on Twitter saying enough is enough. Perez added that the re-canvass should be held in order to assure public confidence in the results. With 97% of precincts reporting, Mayor Pete holds a slim edge over Senator Bernie Sanders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A NASA astronaut returns to Earth after a record-setting stay in space. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
American astronaut Christina Koch is back on the Earth after a record-setting 328 days aboard the International Space Station. Koch, an Italian astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut, landing safely at 4:12 Eastern Time this morning. Koch broke two records during nearly 11 months in space. She was part of the first all-woman spacewalk and spent more time in space than any other woman ever has.
American Airlines is extending their suspensions of flights to Hong Kong from Los Angeles. The North Texas-based air carrier announced a drop in demand is the reason the flights will be scrapped until late March. Hong Kong to Dallas-Fort Worth international flights are set to resume later this month, but American is still reviewing its flight schedules. For more news, you can always check us out online at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
During her weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is continuing to blast President Trump over his State of the Union address.
We will not allow any president to use that Capitol, that chamber of the House of Representatives, of the People's House, as a backdrop for him. Now, all presidents have guests. Constant guest. That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
Elizabeth Smart has revealed she was sexually assaulted while sleeping on a Delta flight last year. She's talking about it publicly for the first time and tells CBS This Morning her reaction to when someone was inappropriately touching her while she was sleeping.
I was shocked. I mean, the last time someone touched me without my say-so was when I was kidnapped, and I froze. I didn't know what to do.
Smart continues that this entire experience has helped her to launch Smart Defense, a program aimed at teaching women the skills and confidence they need to protect themselves.
I wanted to create a self-defense class for women and girls that they could go through.
Delta immediately offered to help, and the investigation has been turned over to the FBI. And finally, it was back on this date in 1911 when the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, was born. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.